Test 1-2, 1-2-3, test. Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. We are at the Daykitch Farms just east of Ada, Minnesota, here at their annual bull sale, and we are talking to Kevin Mernon, the field rep for Mountain Region for the American Hereford Association. Tell us a little bit about what some of the things you're seeing here this winter so far. I'm sure you've been to a lot of sales and a lot of places here the last couple months.
Yeah, it's been a good run of bull sales here the last 60 days or so. Across North America, these bull sales have been very strong. We're seeing cow numbers really light everywhere we go, even up to Alberta and Saskatchewan, down into Colorado. So that's telling us we're going to see some really good feeder calf markets, and we're seeing that reflected. And guys are really investing in some genetics as they're building back their cow herds. They're going to build back with some better cattle, some more quality type of cattle. So it's been a fun run of sales.
And we've seen a lot of lack of moisture here in the last couple of summers, last couple grass seasons and whatnot. How has that kind of played out in the last couple of years?
You know, we're just, we saw drought across much of the West and, as well as the Midwest here the last couple years. We're seeing a lot of moisture, in my travels from northern Alberta all the way down to Colorado. There's a lot of snow on the ground. Moisture's coming back. We're starting to see these commercial producers start to take a bite and start buying back in, start building some inventory around them because they know this market's really going to turn around and be in their favor. So they're taking advantage of that.
And talking price cycles here the last 15-20 years, it seems like this feeder price trend has been a while coming.
It has been. We've all been waiting on this moment, probably for the last decade or so. And we know what happened last time cow inventory got this low, and we're lower than where we were in 2013, 14. So we're going to see some really, really wild things happen this summer, I think, as we start forward contracting calves. We're already seeing some incredible prices on us feeder steers going into next fall already, starting to trade. So I think it's a great time to be in the cattle business, a great time to have some mama cows around you, and a great time to be a part of it.
And as far as snowpack and stuff like that, there's been a lot falling in a lot of different places. How does that kind of play into what guys are thinking about? They're calving right now, a lot of people are, and it gets a little bit tougher to get yourself up and get moving as the snow sort of piles up, but it seems like there's still quite a bit of optimism.
There is. There's been snow across the territory, and, you sure think about those ranchers that are up making those night checks. As we're getting later in the spring, we're really hoping for some green grass for these April and May calvers. I think it's going to these guys are going to get paid for it. Every live calf's going to have a premium on its head going into the fall, and it's just sure optimistic for what's going forward.
And as far as guys that are producing seed stock and whatnot, what are some of the trends you're seeing as far as demand where that's concerned?
Demand has been really strong on this bull market. Just traveling the country, we've seen a really high demand on, it sure seems like these guys are getting ready, setting up to breed a lot of heifers, seeing a lot of demand on Cavanese type bulls. But in this Hereford market, we're seeing a lot of guys coming back to the crossbreeding, taking advantage of a little heterosis. Maybe their numbers are down. It's a time to make a change. So we're seeing a lot of fresh guys coming into this market on the Hereford breed, and that's sure been exciting and refreshing to see.
Anything else we should mention as far as trends you've been keeping an eye on here the last few months before we let you go?
No, I think it's been a great time. If I could recommend anything to everybody, I'd recommend to get some bred stock, some cows around them to really take advantage of what this market's going to do for us.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Whitney Pittman reporting from Daykitch Farms on the Red River Farm Network.
Hopefully that was